Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Radio. Worldwide International Radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer Israel of Syria. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church. We're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get it going on. No doubt about it. We'll roll down and see what's going on the international side, and it reads, August 5th, 195 international countries have logged into this broadcast. What's flashing out of New York? New York. What's flashing out of New York? New York. 103-662. It'll bring his tips in and get it going on. He's going to tell you all about the broadcast and whatever the Almighty put on him to expound on tape number 57. Yahuwah be with you all. Find his tips and bring him in and go from there. All right. So let me find his tips. Think about it when you meet your brothers. When you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seed Royal, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. Well, another fine audience, 195 international countries. 103-662 is flashing from New York, New York. So whatever you got to say, the flow is yours and the world is listening. Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you. All right, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother Searsville. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's class of 103,662 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to hear the words of Yahuwah and some educational tips on the dark times of the Roman Catholic Church. Well, we've been talking about that for quite a period of time. And some of your ideas may scream toward what sort of people was elected into the Catholic Church. The larger majority elected into the Catholic Church years ago, according to a census, was people of the Croatian race. Roman Catholic amounted up to 86%. And second religious groups were smaller, Orthodox Christians, about 4%. And other minorities are related lower than that. Well, you can imagine. In 1941, a Nazi puppet state, the independent state of Croatia, it was established by the fascist dictator Ante Pavelić and his movement. Many Croatian nationalist clergymen supported the Pavelić regime to push drive out Serbs, Gypsies, and Jews, which we describe as Yada, or force their conversion into cataclysm. Well, some of these are the dark times. There's so much to cover, it's almost unbelievable. So this is a quote by Liz Steele that was dated in 2018, a couple years ago. It was one of the dark parts of the early Roman Catholic Church, which was the usurpation of state as a family heirloom, an office that passed around between family members. One of the darkest popes in this tradition was Benedict IX. This is around the 10th or the 11th century. This papacy stayed from being the spiritual leader of the Catholic Church to just being another position of power, severely abused by families who wanted to promote themselves and acquire wealth. Pope Benedict IX was related to multiple earlier popes, so we get that part clear, and became the pope in 1032, somewhere between 12 and 20 years old. I myself didn't think that they had elected him for be Pope at that particular age. But not even being a priest, Benedict had did some awful things, the words we won't mention, and I should say abused his way into the Patsy for 8 years, living with his, they indicated here, gay lovers in Rome, even hosting a gay orgy or so, the story goes on. The Romans drove him out of his unpope-like behavior, which is understandable, and replaced him with Sylvester III. But like, you know, bad people, Benedict had came back and kicked his successor out. After 2 months in 1045, Benedict sold the papacy to his grandfather, who became Gregory V. I bet you didn't even think that that was an option. But in the year 1096, Benedict and Sylvester both claimed the papacy from Gregory and by all three popes, again, understanding the council threw them out, all out, and put in Clement II in charge. In a stunning turn of events, Benedict came back again to claim his papacy. Then when the Clement died a year later, he strayed out as pope for less than a year when he was finally thrown out for good of the church traditions. Says he became a penitent and lived in a monastery for the rest of his life. But what does that like seem? Does that seem likely? There's so many more fascinating stories of dark, corrupt church officials, especially popes. And you can check them out if you so desire and have an interest online. True stories about how evil people can be in that particular ministry, or watch on the news, whichever works for you. Even realize the changes that came about in the Bible that were made by those people of that religion. So the majority of people today, including Roman Catholics, do not know about the true bloody history of the Papal Church of Rome. The true story of the Roman Catholic Church had been hidden away from the eyes of masses, although rewriting of history books so that they cannot see the truth about the Antichrist Church, which is indicated here, otherwise known as the Babylonian, the mother of Herods. But there is a timeline of events that took place during the past 1,000 years. Too much to cover in a 3-hour program. Some of that had to be brought out, and I probably will bring it up in different parts, but some of it will probably be, I should say, abusive for the ear to listen to. That's why I suggested search out this information on your smartphones or computer for yourself. So we know that we all came here to hear things that most of us can hear. And some of us listening, they do understand what proper teaching, and that's what we do. We indicate proper teaching as it should be done from the Bible. And we do research because we are here to let you know we appreciate your attendance here. That's why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and always open to you with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books along with lost information, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have knocked and came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time is from 7:15 to 10:15 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But by clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it said for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Of course, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live? Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. I'm not sure if it's continually, if it's working at this point, but we are putting our efforts toward getting our calendar working for the listen members. I will keep you informed when it becomes readily available. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysraeal at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for the Seers during program time. It's not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. And we use a few Bible verses to explain why. The first would be from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 3. Let me correct that. Chapter 18, verse 13. 13 says, "He that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly. Shame unto him." The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Even now, I'm noticing calls that are coming in during the program announcement or causing some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." So, one other note, once again, we know what the seer's job is. It's pretty intense. So, he has to answer many memos, as once before has been said, responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by any one of our anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Yes, but by now, you probably imagine, not this year. He's often tried to exceed this creation of 100% that Yahweh has made and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always use and catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated at a later time after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you had missed or any previous day that you would like to listen to. One other note, we're also in the process of making it possible to actually get a CD or DVD recording by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day, a number of days. Well, this is definitely another day for the Word of Yahweh. And each day is an exciting day for myself, and I hope it is for you also. Nothing has changed except the increasing number of people that come for Yahweh's Word. And those of us that always commend it and only following by certain people casting that word behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible. Can you imagine that? Taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, and here comes the deceptive listener. Don't forget him. Flipping the pages in the Bible to look like he's paying attention, but are completely lost on their call to speak. One thing they've clearly forgotten. Time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. You have to remember that if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they've just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. Don't forget what I said about the impossible in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." As we study the Bible, we find something very interesting. You start to notice that the Bible tells us as a man or woman, we're measured by our works, the things we think, say, and do. And we look in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So we have to know that we are taught by a teacher on this program, a seer, as you might say. And a teacher always has to show worthiness, whether in a Bible program, in school, or whatever. Because a teacher that opens the door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. There's those that ask questions for learning. They're pretty serious about wanting to learn Yahweh's word. And those that ask questions just to see if you really know, or to try to do the bump the gums to trip you up. That's why I say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching. So after we receive these lessons from the Bible and are taught, what do we do on how to righteously proceed? You think, don't be led by a friendly deception. We get that all the time, even myself, almost on a weekly basis. You have to remember what is said in the book of Deuteronomy. We are given a choice on what to do. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So don't do what it tells you in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 2. 2 says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wretch judgment. Because we know we have a lot of people that have no fear of Yahuwah. We see that on a daily basis. Doing all the evils of their lives, even cursing the name of Yahuwah at different times. They only fear him in the face of death or great drama. At this time, you hear their moans and groans. Oh, help me, Yahuwah. Oh, but before that, where was the Yahuwah then? It was not thought of until the last moment. That's why I always say time is not in our favor. Remember the scripture in Deuteronomy 30:19 that was mentioned? Free will. We have that. Yahuwah even gave you a suggestion to choose life. So we remember in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, so there's one Yahuwah and one mediator between Yahuwah and man, and that's Yahuwah the Son. So knowing that, I ask you to keep your Bibles open, because this is a continually learning process. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Mr. Tiff. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, to you on that. Get you on the bottom side, and we'll get at a little bit more. No doubt about it. So we're going to get off into the broadcast, take number 57. Let me find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him up and get it going on. So when you meet your brother, the loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Pitt, I mean, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah be to that seed royal.
Yahuwah bless you, seed Israel, a seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, we might well get something going on tomorrow, no broadcast tomorrow, so we might well get something going on and pick up where we left off on a little bit last night. And but I do want you to look in that that book, Nature Has a Color Line. I'm looking for You got it anywhere written, marked off where we talked about what John Bigelow thinks. And I think that's in the 10th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Maybe in your book in the 10th chapter. You see a thing on John Bigelow, some he seen when he went around Jamaica. There's something he seen there. We'll get at it in a minute. We got plenty of time to get at it. If you find some on John Bigelow, we'll get on it a little bit later. But what about little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's get something going on tape number 57. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Yeah, excellent. You know, I had a couple calls a day, and they were telling me about, I was listening on the machine. I have really read my Bible back and front many times. I read my Bible. I said, yeah, but everything have a manuscript understanding to it. When you read your Bible, you got to read your Bible according to what Yahuwah got written, and with the understanding he got written. To really understand your Bible, you have to be, in fact, you have to be Acts chapter 8, 29 through 31. On the real side, Acts chapter 29 through 31. What that say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 29 through 31 reads, Acts chapter 8, verse number 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, join yourself to this chariot. Verse number 30. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand you what you readest. Verse 31. And he said, how can I, except some man guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
So, but when you precept that to First Book of Wisdom, Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 8, then you precept that to 1, 1 through 8. And what do it say as in Wisdom, Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 8?
The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 1 through 8 reads, Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1, love, righteousness, the Torah instructions, you to be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. Verse number 2, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show of himself unto such that do not distrust him. Verse number 3, for forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power. When it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse number 4, for into a malicious person wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5, for the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding. Will not abide when Torah breaking. Unrighteousness cometh in. Verse number 6, wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his word. For Yahweh is witness of his or her reign, and a true beholder of their mind, and a hearer of their tongue. Verse number 7, for the spirit of Yahweh filleth the world, and that which containeth all things have knowledge of the voice. Verse number 8, therefore he or she that speak of unrighteous things can I be hid? It shall vengeance when it punishes pass by him or her.
What
did
it say in verse 5 and 6? Brother Yahdai Israel, verse 5 and 6.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon 1, verse number 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding. And will not abide when Torah breaking. Unrighteousness cometh in. Verse number 6. For wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his word. For Yahweh is witness of his or her reigns, and a true beholder of their mind, and a hearer of their thoughts.
So, in St. John 10, 1, 2, and 3, so what are you trying to let us understand that, Brother Yahdai Israel. What is you saying? Because when they say they have read their book so many times and how much time they got in with their Bible, what it says in St. John 10, 1, 2, and 3?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads, the book of St. John 10, verse number 1, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he or she that entereth not by the door, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Verse number 2, for he or she that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3, to him the potter openeth, and the sheep heareth his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out.
So there go two tidbits right there. He said the shepherd leads them out in Psalms 80 verse 1. Who do the shepherd lead? Do he lead out the whole human race? Let's see who the shepherd leads them out in writing in 80 verse 1.
The Psalms of 80. Psalms 80. Verse number 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, You that lead of Joseph like a flock. You that dwell in between the cherubims.
So the shepherd leads out Israel. So Israel must take the lead. He leads out Israel. And some of you said over there, it was another precept in that verse. Come back again, because it just slipped me just that mind. He leads out Israel, but it was 2 points in that last verse we read before we got that. So he leads out Israel. So that's point one. And what does he do in 10 verse 3?
John 10 verse 3. And he calleth his own sheep by name.
Excellent. Right there. He called his sheep by name. And he called his sheep by name. And we go and find out what name do we call his sheep. Let's run to number 6, 22 and 27. Just read all the way down to it. Let's find out. So we find out he called his sheep by name. He called his sheep by name. In the 50th chapter, before we read Numbers, in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, he called his sheep by name. What name he called? 50 verse 17, one line across.
The book of Jeremiah, 50 verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep.
So he called his sheep by name. So now, regardless how many times you read this Bible, but sometimes you can be reading somebody else's mail. So you can read somebody else's mail, but is it your mail? See, that's the point. And if you don't understand that, go into one of them penal institutions, and when they call roll call for mail, and you intercept somebody else's mail, and then you read their mail about what they trying to tell them, and you see how far you'll get with that. So one thing about it, you can read this book all you want to read this book, but you got to understand some of its rules and regulations of who mail this book is written to. So he just told you that he called his sheep by name. And we read in 50 verse 17, the sheep that he's talking about is Israel. And then he told Moses to write in the heavenly tablets in Numbers 6, 22 to 27, and told him the responsibility and the blessing is by understanding just that little bit right there. What it say in Numbers 6, 22 down to verse 27?
Book of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27 reads. Book of Numbers 6, verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and give and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
And then, from that point on, then with that understanding, what do Israel supposed to do? With that understanding, what are you supposed to do in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20? With that understanding, what do Israel do? Since now you know he's talking to Israel. And that's who his sheep is. So whoever carries the name of Israel, this message is talking to you if you carry the name Israel. Isaiah 8, 16 and 20, what did it say?
The book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 16 and verse number 20 reads, book of Isaiah 8, verse number 16, bind up the Torah instructions, seal the Torah, bind up the covenant, seal the Torah instructions among my disciples. Verse 20, to the Torah section and to the testimony. They speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in them.
So, if you understand that, that means you have to follow the rules and regulations. The rules and regulation is, if you know you Israel, then it's not that you can read the Bible from cover to cover. Do you read according to what he told the seer by using the left side of the book and the right side of the book at the same time? Do you do that? No. So now that means you're not following the rules and regulation. It's like going down the expressway backwards. You know how that gonna come out. Wrong, right? And that's the same thing you do when you read the Bible with that mindset. Are you reading the Bible and not following what he just told you to do? Use the law and testimony. Law and testimony. If you don't use law and testimony, it's no light in you. And what is the light? 1 John chapter 1, 5 through 8. Let's find out what is the light. So if you don't use, so if you're going to sit there and try to teach somebody the Bible, and you're not using the law and the testimony, Isaiah the seer said it's no light. So if you're teaching a class and you're not using law and testimony, there is no light in you. Now we're going to precept that and find what that light means. 1 John chapter 1, 5 through 8 says what?
The book of 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5 through 8 reads, book of 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5. This the end is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Yahweh the Son is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse number 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahweh the Son, and the blood of Yahweh, his Son, cleanses from all sin. Verse number 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us.
Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 3, 3 and 4. If we say we have no sin, it is no truth in us. And what is the biblical definition of sin? We're going to find out what is the biblical, what the Bible definition of sin. So you tell me, are you sinning? 1 John 3, 3 and 4 says what?
Book of 1 John 3, verse 3 and 4 reads. Book of 1 John 3, verse 3. And every man and woman that have this hope in them purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse number 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
David made it plain. David made it plain in 119 verse 4 and 104. He made it plain in 119 verse 4 and 104. David made it plain. Then Isaiah picked up on it in 28 verse 10. So we're going to see what you're made of. Do you follow the rules of the Bible? And I'll be in Galatians chapter 6 waiting on you.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4, verse number 104 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4, thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 104, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
So if you're not doing a precept, you're doing a false way. So when somebody tell about how many times they don't read their Bible, but I tell you what you do. Read the rules and regulation Bible on your driver's test But don't pay none of them no never mind. Just go out there and get in the car and just start driving. Don't follow no rules and regulations when the man's sitting there next to you to give you your driver's license or say you're going to pass. Just since you done read the book from cover to cover, don't stop at none to stop. Don't park the way you want to park. Then watch what he do for you. He'll tell you, drive up here. Right there. He get out the car and walk away and leave you behind the wheel. That's the same thing don't happen, see, Roy. You've been left behind the wheel talking about you read the Bible. We have read the Bible cover to cover. But tell you what, don't do it the way Yahweh tell you to do it. Then you playing with yourself and everybody come in contact with you. What's the reading that Brother Yahweh Israel?
We were going to Galatians. I didn't catch it.
Stop off in 28:10 of Isaiah. Then we're going to Galatians chapter 6. And then we'll look at verse 16.
The book of Isaiah.
We're going to throw that in on tape. Yeah, Isaiah 28:10 and Galatians 6:16. We're going to get that out the table to take care of this great big old organization and say, well, we have read the Bible and don't call us out. Well, I should have called you out behind that kind of talk. But I ain't. 28 verse 10 of Isaiah, then Galatians 6 verse 16, we're going to get on down the road.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10 reads, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
That means you must precept your Bible according to Isaiah, that the Spirit said you must do it. So remember, if you're teaching and you're not precepting your Bible, then you're not up under the rules and the guidelines of your mighty one through the Spirit of Yahweh. So keep that in your mind when you sit down with your grandbabies and read your Bible. You're going to read the Bible to them and you're going to explain the Bible. Let the Bible explain itself. If you can't do that, that lets you know that that's not your responsibility to do it. He haven't gave you that spirit to do so. Keep that in your mind. Now look what it says over here to Northern Kingdom in the 6th chapter, verse 16.
The book of Galatians 6, verse number 16 reads, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of Yahweh.
See that? So if many walk up under this rule, then you got some Yahweh be with you. See? So that's the rules and regulations, Steve, are you? So I don't know why you fumbling, bumbling around thinking you're on something if you're not following the rules and regulations. Don't follow the rules and regulations on your job and see how many times you get a paycheck. So you think you can raggedly just read the Bible and you come up with a conclusion. What it says in 3:21-24 of Sirach, there, Brother Yahdai, behind that, then we're going to get on down the road. Sirach, chapter 3:21-23, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 21-23 reads, Sirach chapter 3, verse number 21. Seek not out things that are too hard for you. Either search the things that are above your strength. Verse 22. But what is commanded you, think upon with reverence. For it is not needful for thee to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret. Verse 23. Be not curious in unnecessary matters. More things are showed unto thee than men and women understand.
What about, did you read about the vain opinion? What verse is that vain opinion on there? Don't be doing your own vain opinion. What verse is that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse 24. For many are deceived by their own vain opinion. And the evil suspicion have overthrown their judgment.
and the evil suspicions will overthrow your judgment. You think the one that's got your back is the enemy. See, you mess around and think the one that is watching your back and looking out for you, try to help you grow, it become your enemy. But the main thing you got to remember what he tell you in Zechariah 19:24. This what he tell you. This what he tell you. And like David told the one that had their beards cut off. He said, go on down to Jericho and wait until your beards go back. Then come on back. But this is what Yahweh is telling you to do in Zechariah 19:24.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 19, verse number 24 reads, you see that has small understanding and fear of Yahweh is better than one that have much wisdom and transgress the Torah instruction of the Most High.
Well, he pulled that verse. He pulled that verse, Brother Yahdai Ezra. He pulled that one. He pulled that from Proverbs chapter 4, 5 through 7. He pulled that verse. Sarah pulled that verse from Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. Let's see what that says.
Book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 5 through 7 reads. Book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse number 6. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. With all your getting, get understanding.
Okay, good. Now, we're gonna show you how you get understanding. You know how you get understanding? Just follow the rules and regulations, and we're going to find what it says in the book of just follow rules and regulations. That's all you got to do. Follow rules and regulations that you can read. Let's go to the book of Jubilees 15, verse 27-33. All you got to do is follow the rules and regulations. And what do it say is rules and regulations in the book of Jubilees 15, 27-33?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 15, verse number 27-33 reads, book of Jubilee, chapter 15, verse number 27. For all the minister spirits, and all the minister spirits of sanctification have been so created from the day of their creation. Before the minister spirit of the present and the minister spirit of sanctification, he has sanctified Israel, that they should be with him and his righteous minister spirits. Verse 28, well, do thou command the family of Israel, and let them observe the sign of this covenant with their generations as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land. Verse 29, for the commandment is ordained for a covenant, that they shall observe it forever among all the family of Israel. Verse 30, for Ishmael and his sons, his brother and Esau, Yahweh did not call to approach him. He chose them not because they are the family of Abraham, because he knew them. But he chose Israel to be his people. Verse 31. He sanctified it and gathered it from among all the family of men. For there are many nations and many people. All are his. And of all have he placed spirits in authority to lead them astray from him. Verse 32. But over Israel he did not appoint any minister spirits. For he alone is their ruler. He will preserve them and require them at the hand of his minister spirits and at the hand of all his power and order, that he may preserve them, bless them, that they may be his and he may be theirs from henceforth forever. Verse 33. And now I announce unto thee that the family of Israel shall not keep true to this ordinance. They will not circumcise their sons according to all this Torah instructions. with the flesh of their circumcision. They will omit the circumcision of their sons, and all of them, sons of Belial, will leave their sons uncircumcised as they were born.
Mm-hmm. I'll come back and read verse 29 and 30 again there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 29 and 30.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 15, verse number 29 and verse number 30 read, "For the commandment is ordained for a covenant, that they should observe it forever among all the family of Israel. Verse 30, for Ishmael and his sons and his brothers, Esau, Yahweh did not call to approach him. He chose them not, because they are the family of Israel, because he knew them. But he chose Israel to be his people."
Yeah. So, Ishmael is what you call Christianity. I mean, Esau is what you call Christianity. Esau is what you call Islam. Now, he made it plain with you that if you are a family member of the children of Israel and you off into Christianity or Islam, listen what he said again in verse 28 to 30. Listen what is the rules and regulation according to the Bible. According to instruction that was passed down from generation to generation. So if you is a Christian in Christianity, or you is a Muslim in, what do you call it, the Muslim religion, listen what the foundation is told to pass on to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. In verse 28 down to verse 30. Listen real carefully. 15 chapter, verse 28 to 30. One more time, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 15, verse number 28 to 30 reads. Book of Jubilee 15, verse 28. "Do thou command the family of Israel, and let them observe the sign of this covenant for their generation as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land." Verse 29. "For the command is ordained for a covenant, that they should observe it forever among all the family of Israel." Verse number 30, "For Ishmael, his sons, Esau, Yahweh did not call to approach him. He chose them not, because they are the family of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people."
Now, that is the foundation for Israel. That is the rules and regulations. So the rules and regulations, you children of Israel, not to be into Esau's religion. His religion is Christianity. Not to be in Ishmael's religion. His religion is Islam. So you breaking the rules and regulations of the heavenly tablets if you in either or. So when you look at your loved ones and your loved ones are Christian, you breaking the rules and regulations of Yahweh. And that is right there. Christian and Islam is not for you. It's for them. And that is right there in writing. So he says, in Revelation 12:17, what he's in that, Brother Yahdai Israel, Revelation 12, end time prophecy, Revelation 12:17 says what?
The book of Revelation 12, verse number 17 reads, Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and have the covenant testimony of Yahweh the Son."
So if the dragon is patting you on your back because you in Christianity or Islam, that lets you know that you contrary to Yahweh. Because when you do not be into Christianity or Islam, the dragon is going to make war against you. And how he make war against you is in your mind with propaganda. He'll create a condition that you have created, then say he have did it, and then you go hook, line, and sinker in it. Because you know how they always tell you about, well, that book, that Bible you're reading is the white man's Bible. They'll say that in the minute to you, that's the white man's Bible. They mean Esau's Bible. Not true, see, right? See, if you knew propaganda by understand what's written in 348 of First Maccabees, then you would see past that. What is written in Maccabees 348, there, Brother Yahdai Israel? First Maccabees 348.
Book of First Maccabees, chapter 3. Verse number 48 reads, and laid open the book of the Torah instructions, wherein the five sons of Esau sought to paint the likeness of their image.
That's what they did to you. That's what they did to you. They done the Obadiah chapter 1. The first thing they did, see, we can track their steps through the pages of the book. This is what they did first. This is what they did first to you in the book of Obadiah. See, we can, and you become very dangerous when they know you know these things here. In the book of Obadiah, this is what he says in verse 2. He's talking about Esau and his five sons. This is what he says to them in verse 2. 1-2.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 2. Behold, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised.
And they take that same word right there. Esau and his five sons is small among the nations. Then they'll turn right around and call you a minority. You see what they do? Esau, according to the Bible, and his five sons, they are small among the nations. Then they'll turn right around, then tell you, and you will say the same thing out of your mouth. We are a minority people. You see what they do? And the Bible says, you are not. And it also says, some if you have did in verse 13. This is what you do in verse 13.
Book of Obadiah 1, verse 13. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor had laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
And you and their calamity when they disenfranchise themselves by swallowing among themselves, arguing, pushing each other, and left room to be conquered as it is this day. That's why you conquered as it is this day, because when it comes down to rulership, leadership, you always kick against him. And that's been your problem to this day. He told you what not to do in his rules and regulations. He told you not to be a Christian, not to be in Islam. He said, I had now one of them to approach me because they was not going to do right. What you do? Still a disobey that rule, and then you think you got a personal connection with him, and you leave out what he got written in Revelation 14, verse 12. And then we watch the best of them have all this personal relationship with him without following rules and regulations. What is the rules and regulations in Revelation 14, 12?
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse number 12, read. Revelation 14, verse number 12. Hear the patience. Hear the patience of the saints. 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and the testimony, the covenant of Yahuwah the Son.
See that? See right here? So there it is right there. The patience is you keeping the Torah instruction, first five books. That's the patience you're supposed to have, and the other 17 nations tell you, no, you don't have to do that, Islam and Christianity. You can keep Sunday, first day of the week. Now you see what you did? So you don't have the patience of thus says Yahuwah. Because thus says Yahuwah, he done told you plainly, exactly out of the mouth of David, what they going to do in 50, verse 16 and 17. This is what he done told you to always recognize. So if you got a family member that are Christian, or you watching them Christian networks, you out of the will of Yahuwah. I don't care how much they are prophet in it. Because their prophet is not from Yahuwah, it's from Satan the devil. Because he don't give you rules and regulations. Again, go in your job and don't follow the rules and regulations. They'll tell you when to break, when you can get, I mean, bathrooms, time you have to go to the bathroom, rules to go to the bathroom. They'll tell you how many times you have a break. Break any of them rules and regulations and see how many times you get a paycheck. Huh? Same thing. You're breaking every rules and regulation in this Bible by just reading it from cover to cover, and you ain't keeping no Torah instruction at all. And you got a personal relationship with him by being a Christian or Islamic, and he done told you, both of them, he told Big Mother Spirit, keep them away of me. We read that, but we just refuse to follow the Bible. And although how humble the Sixth Anointing Camps come on this broadcast and show you soundly, if any of your family members is breaking the Torah instruction, you got nothing coming. And you still say, I got something coming back, coming up another way. It don't work like that. And you're going to run into a gruesome, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Judgment.
Judgment. A gruesome judgment. And that's what you're going to run into. You think you can just get in this Bible and do it the way you want to do it? It don't work in no other in this world or whatever you do. If you don't follow the guidelines, it's not going to come out right. So how do you think that you can read this Bible, call on many names, come up another way? And now you got a personal relationship with him and you ain't following no rules that we reading right now. Matter of fact, what are we reading right now anyway, Brother Yahdai Israel? What are we reading?
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 16, verse 17 reads. Book of Psalms 50, verse 16. But unto the wicked, the five sons of Esau, Yahuwah said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth. Verse 17. Then you hate instructions and casteth my words behind you.
See? That's what he told the wicked Esau, the father, the author of Christ, Christianity, of Lord God Jesus Christ, Christianity. Definitely told him. Now, let's go see what he told the one that do the wood, the stones. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 3. See, we can read what he have told everybody, and we can read what he have told you. But you refuse to just look in the Bible and see, well, I'm going to do something. Why don't you follow the Bible and do something? Huh? Why don't you just follow the Bible and do something? But what you getting ready to do, check in the Bible and see, do that lines up with the Bible before you do what you getting ready to do. Let's see what he says over in Jeremiah 3. And look what he says in verse number 2. And we'll take it down to verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 2 down to verse 5. Listen to what he got written. And we're going to find out who's he talking to. To Jeremiah chapter 3, 2 down to verse 5. Listen to this.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 2 through 5 reads. Book of Jeremiah 3, verse number 2. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with. And the ways hast thou set for them, as the Arabians in the wilderness. And thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredom and with thy wickedness. Verse 3. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there have been no latter rain. You have a whorish forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. Verse number 4. Wilt thou not from this time cry to me, my father? Thou art the guide of my youth. Verse number 5. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as you couldest.
Yeah. Now, the Arabian is Islam. That's Muslim Islam. He said, if you're doing that, you got a horse forehead. That means your brain is not functioning right. If you do the Islam. So if you do the Islam, according to, he told Jeremiah, tell the children of Israel, your brain got a horse forehead. And we just found out about Christianity. Don't even ever have a covenant in their mouth. So there's no debate, no conversation, none of that. They got to walk away from that and understand that sooner or later, they're going to walk away from it one way or the other if you're going to make it into the kingdom and be the what to Israel. See, do you know this Bible tell you exactly everybody's position? And you can kick against it all you want, but we can read everybody's position according to the Bible. Huh? So if we keep on doing Islam and Christianity, you're going to remain in the condition you're in right now, because we can read everybody's in Islam and Christianity. So, but this what you knew in the 25th chapter, this what was rehearsed to the children of Israel in Leviticus 25, and we're going to precept that. This what was rehearsed to the children of Israel in verse 25, 45 and 46. Let's see what was rehearsed to pass on to the children of Israel in Leviticus 25, 45 and 46. Look what he says here. Like you let it say it. Let's see what he says in right that we can read. What can we read in Leviticus 25, 45 and 46?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Verse 45 and verse 46 reads, Book of Leviticus 25, verse number 45. Moreover, of the family of the strangers, 17 nations that do sojourn among you, of them shall you buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begin in your land, and they shall be your possession. Verse 46. You shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brothers and sisters, the family of Israel, you shall not rule one over the another with rigor.
See that? He said, it was rehearsed the day and time to come when then, in time in the future, their position is upon you to be bondmaids and bondswomen forever. You see, Ella. Now, all we're doing is quote what you just got through reading. And then he also says in the 49th chapter to Isaiah, 49:22-23. Let's see what he says. You hear what I just said? Let's see what he says to Isaiah by calling it in from the beginning in 46:9-11. We're not going to read. Let's see what he says to Isaiah in 49. This is how it's going to happen. Verse 22 and 23.
Book of Isaiah 49, verse number 22, and verse number 23 read. Book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse number 22. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nation, 17 nations, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your son in their arms. Your daughter shall be carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23, and the kings shall be your nursing fathers, their queens your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. You shall know that I am Yahweh, but they shall not be ashamed that waited for me.
Should I comment on that? Look at saying 49 verse 8.
Book of Isaiah.
Yeah, 49, verse 8 and 9. Now, read verse 9, just get warmed up. Read the 49th chapter. We already in the 49th chapter. See, this is what we try to do for you right now. Watch. What we try to do for you, we're going to read it first, then comment on it. Verse 9 and 8, listen.
Book of Isaiah 49. Verse 9 and verse number 8 reads, Isaiah 49, verse 9, thou mayest say to the prisoner, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all our places. Verse number 8, thus saith Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in the day of salvation have I helped you. And I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause in heaven the desolate places.
You don't, this is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going to be whether I comment or not. Huh? In the 60th chapter of the same book. See, we read how it's going to be, right? By doing the precepts. So, we reading how it's going to be. Now look what it says in 60 verse 9 through 16. Isaiah chapter 60. Look what it says here. 9 through 16. Do you hear how the six mother camp do it? We're going to see what the Bible say to make you go peep yourself. Then we come in on after you hear the reading yourself. What it says in 60 verse 9 through 16. Listen to this.
Book of Isaiah. Chapter 60, verse number 9 through 16 reads, Book of Isaiah 60, verse number 9. Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ship of Tarshish first, to bring your son from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh, to the righteous one of Israel, because he hath honored you. Verse 10, the sons of the strangers shall build up your walls. The king shall minister unto you, for in my wrath I smote you, and in my favor have I had mercy on you. Verse number 11, therefore your gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their king may be brought. Verse 12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish, yea, those nations shall utterly be wasted. Verse 13. Down the Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together to beautify the place of my temple, and I will make the place of my feet great. Verse 14. The sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you. And all they that despise you shall bow down themselves. All that despise you shall bow themselves down at the sole of your feet. They shall call you the city of Yahweh, Yahweh Judah, the righteous one of Israel. Verse 15, where thou have been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Verse 16, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breath of kings. You shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.
Do you know what they call you? They call you in Jeremiah 30 and 17. 30 verse 4 and 17. See, they call you something. They call you something. Jeremiah, and we're going to tell you when they call you something. We're going to Jeremiah 30, verse 4 and 17. Listen real good at Jeremiah 30, verse 4 and 17.
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse 4, and verse number 17 reads, book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith Yahweh, because they call you an outcast, saying, this is Yahweh Judah, whom no man seeketh after.
Verse 10.
Verse number 10. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Israel, saith Yahweh, it'll be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save you from afar. You'll see from the land of their captivity, Israel shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid.
Why don't you teach your little ones some of this right here? Why don't you play the video or whatever it is, tape over and over on 57, tape 57. Why don't you put that one-eyed Satan down and understand that it's already called step by step what's going to happen to you. Now, why you got to be called from far? We're going to Babylon, Timbuktu. Do you know that you got degrees, you got people that haven't taught your loved ones, miseducate your loved ones, got them all disembobulated. They don't know what to say, how to say. And that's why we tell you, support this ministry. For the people to have a school to come to, land to pick their own vessels and soups out of it. Some banquet hall for the feast days. Why don't you support this right here than what you're doing right now? Land, school, banquet hall, and your own radio station. Why are you always reacting instead of being proactive? Do you know this in your history book? It's not in your history book. Everybody knows this but you. Let's go to page 115 and find out what happened to you by calling you an outcast. You was an outcast in 586 BC coming out of your southern kingdom, destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. In 70 AD, you was called a double outcast. You were destroyed by Titus. But all the big dignitaries that helped Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they came and taking you to a place to get ready to read. And this is where they taking you to, right here. And your history has never told you, but it's written. When they came and got you out your land, you all didn't go to Babylon. You went to a place we're getting ready to read. And we're going to read this recorded history, what happened to you to end up where you at. Some of you had read now, although you was every place too. We go on page 115 and read what it says, the expulsion of Yahweh Judah, the Negro, from what place and what place? What place and what place we talking about, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm reading from Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolph R. Windsor, page number 115. And it reads, expulsion of Yahweh Judah from Spain and Portugal.
Now stop right there. See, this is how they operate. Spain and Portugal. We going into the book of Jasper. And we're going to see, can that hold up? Spain talk. Read that you're going to be coming from a one land, and we're going to find the closest land to that land that we can read. Let's go to the book of Jasper, Brother Yahshua Israel. We're going to the book of Jasper on page 109, and we're going to pick up at verse 3. Remember he said they're going to bring your family from Tarshish. We read that word, Tarshish. And we also say in Isaiah 66, let's read that. We're going to drop a tip, and then you put together what this name is that you're reading. And we want the best from some of it. Let's go to Isaiah and make sure that we're on point. In Isaiah 66, again, verse 19.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Verse number 19 reads, I will set aside among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, Lud, that draw the boat to Tubal and Javan, to the islands afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my greatness, and they shall declare my name among 10 northern tribes of Israel, polluted word Gentiles.
And where are they going to in verse 20? Verse number 20.
And they shall bring all your brothers, sisters, for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations, upon horses, in chariots, in litters, upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my righteous mountain of Yahweh Judah, save Yahweh. As the family of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel to the temple of Yahweh.
Excellent. I got to pull the rabbit out of the hat behind that. I got to keep you in suspense for a minute. Pull Ezekiel for a minute, that brother Yahshua Israel. I got to pull another rabbit out of the hat. I'm gonna put you in suspense for a minute, and you come up with the answer yourself. We're gonna put you in a cycle. You're going to be able to come up with the answer yourself from the place. We're going to 27 chapter 1. So it says in Ezekiel 27 verse 1 and skip down to verse 12, one line across 12 and one line across 13. That's what we say there, Brother Yahshua Israel. 27 verse 1, one line across 12, one line across 13.
The book of Ezekiel 27, verse number 1, 12, and verse number 13 reads, Book of Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, verse 12, Tarshish was thy merchant. Verse 13, Javan, Tubal, and Meshach, they were your merchants.
Thank you. So now, C. Royal, now I want you to think for a minute, especially you six anointed council. What does the word Spain mean? What do the word Spain mean? What is the true definition for Spain? You found out it was Tarshish. Right? Right. But now we got a word that you was expelled from Spain, so you supposed to pronounce sentence on it, called Tarshish. So Spain is a misnomer for Tarshish. But what about the word Portugal, the Portuguese? What about that word? So you know, told you plain in number 15, 15, 16. He told you something plain. And what did he tell you in number 15, 15, 16?
The book of Numbers 15, verse 15 and 16 reads, Book of Numbers 15, verse 15, What ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generation, as you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16, One Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
Now, we hustle that word real big. Spain is fluent for Tarsus. But what about the word Portugal? The Portuguese. A black Portuguese. Black Portugal. What about that word? You just going to get comfortable with that word like you get comfortable with the word called African. Get comfortable with that word. But he untold the people of the book. One way you do it, people of the book, as you are, so should they be. You supposed to be able to crack anything that's in Yahweh's word as an afterthought. Now, we know plainly that Spain is polluted for Tarsus. What about the word called Portugal? Huh? Portugal, see, Roy, what are we going to do with that? You know what we're going to do? We're going to go and investigate it. We're going now, we go to Jasher chapter 3. And where I say, page 108, chapter 5, verse 3, down to verse. Let's find out what the true name of Portugal. So Portugal, the Portuguese don't have no father, see, right? But I guess what, man? I bet we'll find out by reading this in the 50th chapter of Jasher, verse 3 down to verse 6. What will we find out on the way of finding out something? That's how we can't come to a humble than we come, see, right? We knows because Yahweh have gave it to the six anointed camp, and we watch the best of them bump their guns. But what will be revealed to you right now? 53 down to verse 6.
The book of Jasher, chapter 50. Verse number 3 through 6 reads, Book of Jasher 50, verse number 3. The old men of the Ishmaelites sent a record to the king of Egypt, saying, Send, I pray you, unto thy servant officers and hosts to help us fight against the children of Tarsus, for we have been consumed away for a long time. Verse number 4. Pharaoh sent Joseph with the mighty men and hosts which were with him, and also his mighty men from the king's house. Verse number 5. They went to the land of Havilah, to the children of Ishmael, to assist them against the family of Tarsus. The family of Ishmael fought with the family of Tarsus. Joseph smote Tarsusites, and he subdued all their land. The family of Ishmael dwell therein until this day. Verse number 6. When the land of Tarsus was subdued, all the Tarsusites ran away, came on the border of their brethren, the family of Javan, and Joseph with all his mighty men and hosts returned to Egypt. Not one man of them missed it.
You hear that, brother Yahweh Israel? Read that verse 6 again.
Verse number 6. With the land of Tarsus was subdued, all the Tarsusites ran away, came on the border of their brethren, the family of Javan. Joseph with all his mighty men and hosts returned to Egypt. Not one man of them missing.
Now, Brother Yahweh Israel, let's come back. You can go ahead. You're going to knock it out the park. Come on back to the 115 and knock it out the park and read that verse again, the exposure. Now, watch Brother Yahweh Israel knock it out the park. Knock out the park there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Verse number, what book is that?
Back to 150, book of Timbuktu to Babylon. You remember when we stopped and found out that the word Spain is polluted for the Tarshish, Tarshamites and all that. But we also read in verse 6 that the closest one to him was his brother. And they used these two words, you know, like as they brothers today, but really both of these words is not what's supposed to be there. And we get ready to read both words what's supposed to be there when you read your Bible. Come on, knock out the pot there, brother God, God Israel. Let's read it from the exposure.
I read from the book of Babylon to Timbuktu, by Rudolph R. Winsler, page number 115. And it reads, expulsion of Yagda Judah from Spain, polluted for Tarsus, and from Portugal, polluted for Javan.
Excellent. Excellent. That's how you just knock it out the park. Because you know what it says in Job 8, verse 8? See what it says in 8, verse 8. What is the rules and regulations? Job 8, verse 8.
The book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8 reads, book of Job, chapter 8, verse number 8. For inquire, pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of your fathers.
Now, who is the father of Portugal and the Portuguese? That don't have no father. The brothers is Tarsus and Javan. That is the name, and it points right back to the descendants of Japhetic peoples. And that's the smoking gun, see, Royal. The Japhetic people is the father of that northern world, and every name you call on that and every name you call, and once we get into the book of Benjamin Franklin, he told it straight up in his book. Every name was people of Swati. And you look at the definition, that means black, brownish, dark brown. That's what the word means. He said every name that we call on, whether it's Russia to Irish, it was descendants of Japhetic peoples, dark-skinned peoples, Swati peoples. And they covered a whole face of Europe polluted for Japhetic peoples. And that's the smoking gun, see, right here. That's the smoking gun that's been held from you all your life. Spain points toward a fictitious name from the descendants of Esau. Portugal and the Portuguese is a fictitious name from the descendants of Esau and his five sons. They uncook your book. That is Tarsus and Javan. Because they, when they got through whooping on Tarsus by the help of the children of Israel, they went join in with their neighbor's brothers. Their brothers is Javan, who have a father called Japhet. Tarsus got a grandfather name, Japhet. You got to trace every land back to a family name of a father. It ain't no father named Spain to produce no Spaniard peoples. It ain't no father named Portugal or Portuguese that is polluted for Javan that you can read. If you can contribute to a ministry, why don't you contribute to this ministry, but we can get you out of prisons in the brain and get the 520 we need is a blessing and restoring back to you. If you can get a sinner to turn from his wicked ways, it hides a multitude of your transgression. It's up. The world is bred for us, but you got to stop being divided and follow the rules of the Bible. The Bible says, children of Israel, no Christianity. Children of Israel, no Islam. Okay? Not an itty-bitty piece. None whatsoever. When you follow the rules, you'll be tied in with the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelite. And there Yahweh will make the next move. When you follow the rules, what we read over there in 6:16, upon these rules, the children of Israel are supposed to walk. You can't call a land without a father's name. the KM 49:11. Out of the mouth of the men's spirit gave to David. What he say in 49:11? A psalm. He tell you the rules and regulations in 49:11. What it say in Psalm 49:11?
The book of Psalm 49:11 reads, Book of Psalm 49:11. Their inward thoughts is that their houses shall continue forever, their dwelling place to all generations. They call their land after their own names.
You call your land after your own name. Is nobody in the descendants of Japhetic peoples by the name of Spain or Portugal. That is not their name. They created a fictitious name and got you grading on names called the Portuguese and Spaniards. Who is that? That's something they are made up, see, right? They made it up. And guess what? You running with what's made up. But if we go to, I got to pull one more rabbit out the head there, Brother Yonk, down here, right? In the book of Judges, Judges chapter 18, verse 29. I just got to bring this out. Look what it says here. Regulation 18:29. Why don't you follow rules and regulations? Why don't you just follow the Bible? Follow what the Bible says. What it says in 18:29 of Judges.
The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 29 reads, they called the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father.
Yeah, see, right? Why don't you do that? Why don't you ask the Portuguese and Spanish, well, who's the father to these names you got? They say, oh, you must be listening to one of the six anointed cancer voices or two Israelites. We just... It pull a name out of a hat somewhere. And that's the point. We up on the red now. We got grades on Dave thinking a mind and you besooking everything Yahweh got written in this book. You got it now where you call this is the white man book on King James. Don't you know they pay King James face King James? Matter of fact, let me explain something to you real quick. Above Yahweh Israel, look up King James and tell me what it means. Look up King James and tell this national audience what do King James. Who is King James? Look what it tells you about the etymology of King James. Don't you know they are on every point? The etymology of the word called King James, what it means?
Give me 1 second, they'll see ya.
The etymology of the word called King James, what do that mean? If you all can see, we could have told you a lot of things years ago, but like I said again, now you can have behind the curtain, go on your computer and keep up with the six anointed camps of voice of two Israelites. We're gonna find what the etymology of the word called King James. King James. Let's see. The etymology of the word called King James. Let's find out what that means.
I read from the online encyclopedia, and it reads, etymology, named for James the First of England, James the Sixth of Scotland, who authorized the production of a new English translation of the Bible.
What about the English translation of the Bible? James is an English translation. Where did that name come from, Brother Yahdai Israel? Where did that name James come from, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let the online of your dictionary tell you where the word James came from. What do the word James come from?
Well, this particular article don't really go into the...
We'll leave it like that. We'll leave that. Look at WCC and I already put it on the table. So we'll leave it like that. I ain't going to say one word. But you find out what the etymology of the word James come from, and you're going to be surprised. Because when we go off into what we're going off into, you're going to be surprised that James is an English word for another word that another word, and we're going to find out, but we ain't going to say nothing. You already know it, and we'll find out more about it in the next lesson on what the etymology of the word called King James. Remember, that's the key, Steve, right? You remove your name and call you by something else. So when you holler by some King James, if you woke him up right now and you said King James, he said, well, I know the part King is right, but where'd you get the James from? And when you'll find out later what that means, and then you'll find out plainly that he wasn't no white man, because he's going to tell you plainly what his name is. It's not. It's King, but not King, the English word called James. Just like Yahweh the Son's brother, name was James, but that's not the English word for his name. You'll find out in Wednesday night lesson, although you got it, but we ain't going to say nothing. We're going to leave it right there and get on down the road until we all act like we surprised here. Let's come back here, Brother Yahweh. Let's wrap this up. Now, let's find out what happened. On page 115. Then all you're hitting your computers and you, huh?
I have something that might be of interest that run down the lineage of King James here right quick in the reverse dictionary. It says James the First. James the First, James, King James. Biblical, Charles, Charles the First, Charles Stuart, Crown, the Jacobines.
The who?
Jacob
Beans. What's his name again, Brother Yahweh Israel? What the James name mean?
Jacob.
Jacob. Now you tell me who is Jacob. See, Ryan, so how you going to call King James a white man? You tell me who Jacob is. You remember the story in 32:28 when the ministry spirit in verse 1 told him in 28, he said, well, what's your name is there? 28-30. He said, my name is Jacob. So why would this King James be called King James and not follow a lineage name from the tribe of Yahdah Judah? From Yahdah Judah. Remember, you got two sons now. You got two sons. You got Zorah and Perez. But he's from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. And that's why he grabbed a family name. And that's why, and when we read the database, you'll find out that everybody had a family name, see, Royer. Family name. So when you read the word James, it's polluted for Jacob. What's your name? My name is Jacob. So your name is not to be called Jacob anymore, but Israel. That he told him. But this King James name is Jacob. And they was the Jacobites over there in the northern world. Over 300-some years, there was the Jacobites. And we're gonna read the story exactly. Well, they rise and what caused them to fall. And when the parliament got in place, after they was ruling for 343 years, they put their own puppet person in place. And guess what they did with all the nobles? See, right? All the ones that knew their history, once the government called the parliament, grabbed hold of them in the battle that they was in charge for 343 years, the Stuart's family. Guess what they did after that last old piece of son lost that last battle? Guess what happened to all the dignitaries? Guess what the parliament, the government done for them? We're going to find out in lessons to come what happened to them. Another lesson. Let's knock this out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's find out some over here on page 115. Let's find out now so we know this is Tarshish and Javan. So now what happened? It was what? What happened? It was what, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The Book of Babylon in Timbuktu?
Yes, sir, 115. 115, now you read, now we took at a word Yagdai Judah for Jew, took at a word Spain for Tarsus, we took at a word Portugal for Javon, we took at all that. But look what we find out next. And it was what?
It was A.D. 1492, January the 2nd, when the Moorish stronghold of Granada surrendered to the armies of King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. For the first time since the year 711, all of Spain, polluted for Tarsus, was in Christian hands. The decree to expel Yagdai Judah from Spain, polluted for Tarsus, was signed on March 31st. In one of the corridors of the great Alhambra, the palace of the Moorish king of Granada. The reason given for the expulsion of Yagdai Judah was that it was thought they corrupted the Morenos, Yagdai Judas, who converted to Christianity. By probably encouraging them in disloyalty to Christianity. The ultimatum given to Yagdai Judah expired August 1st, 1492, but the last group of Yagdai Judah did not leave until August the 2nd, 1492. This date is of a strange coincidence that that day was the ninth of Ab, the fast day, which is reminiscent of the destruction of the first and second temple. Professor Alan H. Gottlieb says, that the reign of the last Yagdai Judah king of Guyana terminated in 1492. In order to satisfy Queen Isabella of Spain, polluted for Tarsus, King Manuel of Portugal, polluted for Javan, promulgated a royal decree expelling Yagdai Judah and Moors from his country in 1496. Yagdai Judah, who were expelled from Spain, polluted for Portugal. Spain polluted for Tarsus. Portugal polluted for Javan, was scattered throughout the Mediterranean coast. It is estimated that over 100,000 of Yagdai Judah departed from Spain, polluted for Tarsus, and Portugal polluted for Javan during the persecution and expulsion. Some of these of Yagdai Judah went to Northern Europe, Italy, and Turkey, but most of them went to Muslim countries of Northern and Western Africa. These Yagdai Judah, who naturally go to Africa country most of all, because for less persecution, they could disguise themselves easily among blacks.
Now you see, now we just wet the beak a little bit. So that's how you, that we just wet your beak. Go into any of these spots. They can go up into Phatic land, northern world, and hide themselves. They can go into the land of Ham and hide themselves because all of them are black folks, see, right? So they can go anywhere and hide themselves. So they have to hide themselves as being Japhetic peoples. They have to hide themselves for being the sons of Ham people, because all they can hide themselves, see, royal. You always go around countries that you blend in. So that's the same thing they did. They went to a Japhetic land, what you call Europe, because the majority of people out there around the peninsula was dark-skinned people, some sons of Japhetic people. Javon, Tarsus, all them folks look just like one you call Negro. And that's the smoking gun, see, right? And them the ones, once the Parliament jumped in and started to take over that office and stopped the rulership for 340-some years, all the ones that knew the big dignitaries, they shipped them out. And guess what? definitely brought all the nobles through to try to fight to get that kingdom back. Guess where they brought the people to? Tell you more about it Wednesday night. Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll leave it like that. How we even be on the airway 3 hours, we can be on the hour, all the hours, because the bottom line is, this story have not been told, but you're going to hear it from voices of it through Israelites. That's what happens. And they always go where they can blend in to hide out to recover. And then they end up becoming that religion and get on their feet. That history been lost from you. And when you get into another religion, another belief, a curse is dead, and that's why you did out in everything on the and you always divided. Now somebody carrot matter and tell you, I put you in this position and you take this. I just I'm going. Tell you about that and days to come. Brother Yahdai Israel, until we get back some more wins tonight, how about a closing statement? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out. See ya, Israel. Up, see royal. Great word, T, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We have many things to say unto you, but a lot of things you cannot deal with. But right now, you're able to hide behind your computers and your smartphone and get all the information from that. That's good. But you will find out there's a smoking gun been missing. And we're going to show you how to catch the smoking gun, who is the smoking gun, and everything. Understand one thing. How is you letting people tell you you are minority? And the Bible said the sinners of Esau and his five sons, they are the minorities. We got to stop propaganda and help our people understand one thing. You are not the minority. They are. Mr. Taylor, what's your final thoughts and thus says Yahweh, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I hope everyone thus far is enjoying our program, because there's a lot of information that they should take heed to. She create a vast understanding among many that is attending our program. Well, one note, Brother Yahdai Israel did come up with an interesting addition to the name James. And what we generally do on this program is we commend and add unto it. And this is what we suggest attending this ministry. And I'm commending it and adding unto a comment that was made about James by Brother Yahdai Israel. The name James was brought into England in a great wave of migration following the Norman conquest of 1066. It comes from the personal name Jacob, which we know as Israel. The Latin Jacobus via the late Latin Jacobus. The Latin Jacobus is derived from the Hebrew name Yaakov, which is traditionally interpreted as coming from the Hebrew name Akev, which means hill. Anyway, I did want to add that into the comment, which was initially came up with Brother Yahdai Israel. That's why we always say we come here to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening never can understand, and that's without proper teaching. To see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some looking can never find. And the reason for that is the uninformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware. By ignoring the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage their evil teachings for righteous learning. As I said before, we are the doers of Yahweh's words. We follow his righteous teachings. Because in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good?" Well, there's a lot of us here that come for the good of Yahweh's word. We know that. And as I said before, we commend it and add unto it. But unfortunately, some cast the same word behind their back, which is not so good for others learning the word of Yahweh. The Bible describes these as raving wolves in sheep clothing that come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, and who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahweh things. And I do believe many have seen just as much. These are the people are the ones that also have to realize that we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or who is to sit on your right, to spread these rumors. That's to teach the word of Yahweh. Because without proper teaching, again, we need the blind who lead the blind, which comes from the Bible, leading you away from the precepts, the Sabbath days, into their own double-minded thinking. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to your life and open unto you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the books as we usually do for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, due to the current time changes, is starting at 7:15 to 10:15 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part, which is Saturday, temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this website address, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices, right on the search line. Enter www.tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H.com. After clicking it, just under the lion, you're going to see some choices. One of these is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar, which is currently under construction. This calendar tells us what the feast days are and when they begin and end. So we're currently working on that for your feast day edification for Bible study. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, right on the search line, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses also The first, which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects, related topics. And you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note that we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahweh. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. The first verse comes in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. 13 says, he that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly and shame unto him or her. A backup verse for that comes in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before thou heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But after hearing that, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. And it appears they may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh. So, even after knowing that, we still have to give an extra reminder that the seer is generally busy answering many memos, as told to us during previous programs, even running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, as you might imagine, preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. All this work that's being done, remember, the seer is also only one man, limited to 100% of what Yahweh has created him to do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But I guess by now you may have imagined, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Current time starting will probably be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Well, we'd like to remind you that we ask you to read the Bible and check out certain verses that we mentioned which have importance to your life and your loved ones. Because time is not in our favor. There are those that have clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And as I said, time is not with us, but the best is yet to come. We can only perform 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. If anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing a work of another past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. In the book of Matthew, it tells us about that in chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. So at this particular time, I hope everyone still has their Bibles open and are still receiving the message that we're trying to give you after it's been read, interpreted, and you understand it. So I'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, wow, excellent, Mr. Tibbs, that was excellent. Thank you there, nephew. So now, that was excellent, Mr. Tibbs. So now, the bottom line is, we got to understand these things, and we're going to let you hear it. We watch the best of them. That's why we tell the Sixth Anointed Catholic, you got to step your game up. Because when you hear words, you have to know one thing. You've been trained by those that is have propaganda you on every point. That's why you would look at your Bible and call it the King James Bible, but you never thought about one thing. They didn't speak English. James is an English word. James, an English word. See? But see, the more you learn, the more you'll be able to help others, and the more Yahuwah will intervene. Now, said on that, we're going back and get the Muslim and look at another word that you all wrapped around with, and you just too comfortably use this word. You too comfortably use a word that is not to your best interest by being teachers. You know, you too comfortable using the word. We're going to show you what word it is shortly. Let's go find the mothers out of Camp 1, and when you meet the mothers with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahuwah bless you there, Seer Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Mother E. Mothers out of Camp 1. Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Mother E.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. Yahuwah bless you, Israel, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Let's off a little, some little thing, because we too comfortable with words there, the mothers. They use words too comfortable, and we want to see what words they use so real comfortable. Mother D.F. Israel, let's run to Psalm 78. Verse 49 and 51. Back there with Mother E in 105, verse 23 and 36. Let's find what's going on. Psalm 78, 49 through 51. Backed up with Psalms 105, verse 23 and 36. But before you read any of that, Mother D.F. Israel, let's back up to Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. And let's see what the foundation is. Genesis chapter 9. Thank you, that nephew. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. What it say?
Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan.
All you can get out this creation, I don't care what land you at, one thing you get out of this creation, whether it's north, east, south, west, it got to be the land of Shem, it got to be the land of Ham, it got to be the land of Japheth. That's it. And their kids get the chance to use their name, but they have to have a father's name at the end of the name. So when they use their first name, whatever they call them, they got to always use the last name to identify with their fathers. Remember, I told you in Job 8:8, search for your fathers. So whatever land you on, it must be the name of a father. So whatever, if you use the first name, you got to identify the last name, which will show you soundly. And you tell me where this other piece of land came from when you sign the Bible on it. So if you sign the Bible on it, you're going to be out of the sentence of Shem, Ham of Japheth, and Shem of portion. His land is east and west. His land is south and east. And that's, I mean, north and whatever, south, north and south. But now, You got that part out the way. You got to identify a land with these three names. Now, let's run back to Psalm 78, verse 49 and 51 through 51, that MLD of Israel. Let's find what it says.
Psalm 78, verses 49 to 51, verse 49. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil, menacing spirits among them. Verse 3. He made a way to his menacing spirit. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. 51. And smite all the firstborn in Egypt, Mizraim, the chief of their strength, and the tabernacle of Ham.
In the tabernacle of Ham, what happened to Africa, see you right here. So now you see, now what happened to the word you use called Africa? You are African people. If you're black, you're African. Listen, tell you something, see you right here. You have to wake up from that bad teaching, and you have to follow what the Bible's saying. All that happened over there in the strength of the land of Ham. Come on in, Mother Eve. 105, verse 23 and 36 says what?
Book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 23 and verse 36. Verse 23. Israel also came into Egypt, delivered from Israel. And Israel journeyed in the land of Ham. Verse 36. He smoothed also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength.
And all this is going on where in verse 23? Now where all this beat down was going on at in verse 23 there, Mother E. What is it saying in verse 23?
Verse 23. And Israel also come into Egypt, the land of Ham.
The land of Ham. All this happened in the land of Ham. The word Africa is polluted for the land of Ham. Africa don't have no father. Ham got the father. Ham got a father called Noah. Ham, not Africa, see right here. So you got all these old piece of camps, piece of peoples hollering about their African peoples. Listen. You've been programmed to call yourself an African people. We just found out right now all that happened in the land of Ham. Run to 135 verse 8 there, Mother E. 135 verse 8. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 135 verse 8. Who smoothed the breastbone of the Egyptians, both a man and beast.
Mm-hmm. He done all that. Go to 136 verse 10. Let's go to 136 verse 10 now. Same book, Psalm 136 verse 10, Mother E.
Psalm 136 verse 10. To him that smoothed Egypt, beautiful Mizraim, and their firstborn for his mercy endureth forever.
Yeah, and where all that happened at, Mother Eve, 105, verse 23? Where's all that good killing and good whooping? All that happened where? 105, verse 23 of Psalm. Where did it happen at, Mother Eve?
In the land of Ham.
Read it. 105, 23. Where all that happened, 105.3.
Get back down. 105. Book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 23. Israel also come into Egypt, and Israel sojourned in the land of Ham.
All that happened, so ain't nothing happened in Africa. Africa is pluri for what word can Mother Eve?
Ham.
The land of Ham. O D.F. Israel, Psalm 106, verse 22.
You said 106.
106, verse 22 of Psalms, that Mother Eve. Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalms 106, verse 2.
Verse 22.
Psalms 106, verse 22. They forgot Yahweh, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, polluted for the land of Ham.
See that? So Africa is polluted for the land of Ham. Africa.
Ideas,
African people. Polluted for the land of Ham. Egypt is English word for Mizraim. But here's the point we're making. Do you see how you expect your enemies to teach you anything of the truth? So you see there, did the land was called the land of Ham. They removed Ham because he had a geographic location from Ham to his father, Noah. But when you call that land Africa land and African people, you don't just destroy it yourself and everybody come in contact with you. You'll destroy it yourself and everybody come in contact with you. Now we're going to get a case in point. Now, let's run to First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 40. First Chronicles 4, verse 40.
First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 40. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 40. And they saw that house and good. And they saw that house and good. And the land was wide and quiet and peaceable. For they of Ham had dwelled there of old.
Yeah. So who stayed in that land? Who stayed in the land? What was their name? What was their name, that Mother Eve? They of who?
They of Ham. Wait a minute. Now, what's the question?
Yeah, they of who?
Okay.
They of who?
The children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
What do the book say? They of who? In First
Chronicles
4, verse 14.
4, verse 40.
Who the day is in verse 40? 4:40.
And they found fat houses and good. And the land was wide and quiet and peaceful, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old.
So they of who?
Ham.
They of who?
Ham, the African.
Africa is polluted. Africa don't live here. We describe that word as They of Ham drill polluted for Africa. They of Ham drill live there. So who was living in a land that was a land that they didn't belong to was the sons of Ham. Now we can find out what son was in that land, in a land that didn't belong to him. We can find out what his name is. Come on now, Mother D.F. Israel, go Genesis 10:6. We might want to teach this national audience a little something about how to properly read your Bible. You see the word, and when people say African people, say how they in a error according to the Bible. Let's go to Genesis 10:6. Come on, dear Israel, 10:6.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. And they read, and the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
So how many sons Ham have there, according to 10, verse 6? How many boys he have?
Four
boys. So wherever the descendants of them four boys go, their name is what name and what's their last name? What is their first name again and what's their last name, Mother of Israel? What do they both call themselves? You got four
Ham.
Names. Exactly
Ham.
Right. So their name will be called Ham. At the end of their name will be called Ham. Mizraim, Ham. Cush, Ham. Put, Canaan, Ham. So there you go, see right here. Ham. Now, we're going to get a point out of this. Let's go to Judges. We're going to Judges now. Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Judges chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. Now, I won't see you knock it out the park. Matter of fact, you take verse 7 and knock it out the park. But before you read any of that, let's build a case for you. Make sure that you on point. Back up, Mother D.F. Israel. Chapter 10, verse 6 again, read again, and call them and call out their last name in Genesis chapter 6. Let me hear their first and last name.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan.
Yeah, we'll call out their last name. Cush, Ham. Mizraim, Ham.
Oh, you want me to do it like that?
Ham. Okay, now skip down. Now skip down with that understanding. Skip down to verse number. Got on the table. Skip down to verse number. What I want. 15. Now with that understanding. The S and the Z is interchangeable. S and Z is interchangeable. I want you to call out their last name with their first name. Right there in verse 15. Because we're going somewhere. We might as well do a little teaching right now on this network. Verse 15.
Genesis chapter 10. I understand.
Verse 15.
Genesis 10:15.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ham Canaan begat Sidon.
No, Canaan.
Huh?
Oh, Canaan. Ham. Canaan. That's his first name. Dad is named Ham.
You say we put the first name, the last name on the first name.
Yeah, put their last name on their first name. Their first name and last name.
What is
the Canaanites? Ain't the Canaanites Hamites? So they're Ham. So the Canaanites is Ham. They're Canaanites. Well, what's the next son's name?
Zidon.
What's the last name?
Ham.
Exactly right. So with that understanding, now read that again with that understanding, and we go and see can y'all knock it out the park when we go somewhere. Now read that again in verse 15 with that understanding. Verse 15 again.
Okay. Genesis 10:15, and Ham, Canaan.
Canaan.
We
Ham.
Got.
Canaan.
Huh?
Ham. Canaan. Ham.
Oh, you want me
Zidon.
First? You give me something.
First name.
Okay.
And at the end of your name, and at the end of your name is Israel. At the end of your name is Israel. So at the end, it got to be their father's name, too. At the end of our name is our father's name. So at the end of their name, got to be their father's name.
Yeah.
So at the end of your name is their father's name. Now read it again, verse 15.
Genesis 10:15. And Canaan, Ham, begat Sidon, Ham, his firstborn, and Seth, Ham.
Excellent. We got that part out the way. Now, let's go see can we both Mother E and Mother D of Israel. Let's see, let's see y'all knock this out the park. Now, this word is Sidon and Zidon is the same name. Sometimes they spell it with a Z. Sometimes they spell it with an F. Let's go find out what's going on in Judges 7 by Mother D.F. Israel and verse 8 by Mother E. Now I'm going to read back for y'all. Make me happy in verse 7 and verse 8. Make me happy now. I want to get happy. Come on.
In what chapter?
One verse.
18? Huh?
Chapter 18, verse 7.
Then the first five men departed and came to, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwell carelessly after the matter of the Zodanite.
The same word that you just got through read, instead of got a S on it, it got a Z. Sidon.
After the matter of Zidon, Ham, quiet and secure, and there were no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from Zidon, Ham, and did no business with any man.
Good. Come on, Mother E. Read verse 8, Mother E. Not after Paul.
Verse 8. And they came unto their brother, who Zorah, Ham, and Esther, Ham, Lo, and their brother said unto them, what say you?
Now who you calling? What name you calling Ham in that verse? Who you calling Ham in 18 verse 8? Who is you calling Ham? Who got the last name of Ham in 18 verse 8, Mother E?
Zorah and Esther.
Tell the name that got the last name of Ham on it. spell it there, Mother Marie.
Z-O-R-A-A. V-I-E-S-A-T-A-O-L.
Are you sure? That's your final verdict? In the 18th chapter, Judges 18, verse 8, what is your final verdict?
Zoro. I don't know, because Zoro is Zoro.
I tell you what, go back up to verse 7. Go back up to verse 7. And verse 7 to carry the name twice. Let me hear you show me where would you put Ham at in verse 7. I want you to put Ham somewhere in verse 7. What would you do with that?
Judges chapter 18, verse 7. Then the five men departed and came to Lethem and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelled carelessly after the manner of Garnai Ham and quite and secret.
Hey, excellent. That's one right. Come on. What are you doing? Come on, give me another one.
After the manner of quite and secret, and there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zargon Ham and had no business with any man.
Yes. Mother Z, that's how you do it. The Zedonians are Hamites. The Zedonians is Hamites. Their last name is Ham. Everybody identified through the father. It's one of the sons of Canaan. Canaan's name is Ham. His father is Ham. He had a firstborn called Sidon. Zedonians. The Zedonians, their last name is Ham. They Hamites. They're not Africans. Africans is polluted by these names. So when you holler about an African people, that is polluted for Ham. If you woke up anybody, that back when they finally get woke up and you call them African people, they say, what is that? We call by our father's name. Our father's name is Ham.
So in verse 8, the Zoro, Judah's farm.
Marie, you got it. You got it out the way. You all good. So we clear now. When you hear about the African peoples and all that, we are black African peoples and all. That is descendants of Ham. That is polluted for Ham. Found out one of the sons that got to go down the land, and now we know what son it was, the Zedonians. They went down to the land that was quiet and got there and started drilling carelessly, and then Yahweh delivered them up. Because you can't go in nobody's land that's not yours. You can't go in nobody's land that's not yours. That's why they put all the more funny names on there. Europe, Portugal, Spain. They put all them wicked names on there because they don't identify with nobody. So they can claim all the names by giving you all them wicked names. America. Pharaoh, the land of Shem, second part of Shem. They put them wicked names on you, and you bite into it. But I told you plainly in Numbers 15 and 16, don't do that. So we cleared that. Okay, now we got all of it out the way. Let's go get something else out the way that we got to order on. Come on, Mother D of Israel. Let's run up here to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Now, we're going to take care of old African people. No such thing as polluted for ham. Now, let's take care of something else. 1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13, that Mother D of Israel. What does it say?
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within? 13. But them that are without, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
So if you without, according to the Bible, what that make you?
A wicked person.
According to the Bible. Ain't according to us. According to the Bible. If you
according
without. The word, yeah. And how we read that? We read that here, 1 Corinthians 5, 12, and 13. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. What is man 1 Corinthians 6? Make a 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 17. So you see, if you without, you're a wicked person. And let's see what he says behind that, 2 Corinthians 14 through 17. What is that, M.O.D. of Israel?
2 Corinthians chapter 6. 14 through 17, verse 14. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? 15. And what concord has Yahweh the Son with Baal? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? 16. And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols? For you are the temple of the living Yahweh, as Yahweh has said. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separated, says Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will dwell, and I will receive you. Verse 18.
Go ahead.
Verse 18. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says Yahweh Almighty.
So you unclean when you what, according to 6, 14 through 17, 14 through 18. According to the Bible, what makes you unclean according to the Bible?
Without.
According to the Bible. According to the Bible, if you without, it make you unclean. Let's run to 19, see your only way out in the closing statement. What is your only way out then? If you find out that you fit that, what is your only way out? Acts 3:19, the closing statement says what?
Acts 3:19.
So what's your only way out?
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Okay. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So when you're without, when you're unclean, you're on the way out, according to the Bible, must dig up Israel and close the statement. What you got to do? What do you got to do according to the Bible?
Repent.
That your sins are be blotted out. That your sins are be blotted out. Mother D up Israel, closing statement to Wednesday night, you on the clock, come on.
Psalms chapter 76, verses 1. And Yahdad Judah is Yahweh known. His name is Great Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So now you see what the Bible saying. Mother Eden, let's run to the book of Tobit, chapter 8, verse 4 through 8. Run to Tobit, chapter 4, verse 4 through 8. Tobit, chapter 8. I'll make it chapter 8. Make it Tobit, chapter 8, verse 4 through 8. What it says in Tobit chapter 8, verse 4 down to verse 8. What it say, Mother Eve?
Book of Tobit chapter. Tobit chapter 8, verse 4 through 8. And after that, they were both shut in together. Toby rose out of the bed and said, "Listen, arise and let us pray that Yahweh would have pity on us." Verse 5. Then began Toby to say, "Blessed are thou, O Yahweh, of our Father, and blessed is thy righteous and glorious name forever. Let the heaven bless thee and all thy preachers." Verse 6. Thus made it Adam and gave him Eve, his wife, for an helpmeet, and say to them, Come, mankind, thus has said, "It is not good that man should be alone. Let us make unto him an aid like unto himself." Verse 7. And now, O Yahweh, I take not this my sister for love, but upright. Therefore, merciful ordained that we may become aid together.
Yeah.
Verse 8. And she said with him, "Hallelujah."
So, rules and regulations, if male have a better hand, she's supposed to be with him to be what? That mother
to be. Mm-hmm.
To be what? So when man take a better head, what is her position to be with him, according to that verse?
He's supposed to be first.
He's supposed to be what to him, according to him.
Or help me to him.
So, when you get in a relationship, will be clear that your position with him is to be a what?
Help me.
Help
me. He wants you to read.
Well,
excellent. Now let's go to Luke chapter 1 and see the end of the page. Chapter 1, verse 5, the closing statement. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. See, this is information that has been kept from you. When you get a mate, it's going to be clear to the mate that your position is to be a helpmeet to him. That is your position in Yahweh. And then the blessing will be over you. That is the rules and regulations by getting a mate. Her responsibility to be a helpmeet to you. A aid to you. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 in the closing statement. Listen good.
And there was in the day of Herod, the king of God Judah, a certain prince named Zacharias, a Israelite of the court of Abi, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and order of Yahweh blameless.
So when you get a mate, you're supposed to be both what? Both of you supposed
righteous.
To be what?
Right.
And righteous is a total people. So that should be understood before you get a mate. That's the reason why we're in trouble today. We get a mate because the mate can talk good, look good, dress good, got a job good. But she have to be righteous, and you got to be righteous upon the Torah instruction. You both
right.
got to become one. So
right.
that is the rules and regulations to what a mate. You can't be saying, well, where your mate at? Well, my mate is somewhere washing the car somewhere. Or my mate is over there in Islam or Christianity. You're out of the order of Yahweh. You both got to be righteous. So, and that's why marriage do not, in relationship, because you don't marry them, you don't get together in the head, you get together in the bed. And the head is for its east meet the west. Closing statement to win tonight, Mother E. You're on the clock for your closing statement. Come on.
Oh, thank you and praising Yahweh for class, for this class. Thank you and praising Yahweh for this lesson. And I'm going to read Psalm 3, 1, 21, and 26.
Mm.
Well, I ain't got time to read it all.
Mm-hmm.
From Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, 21, down to 26. Verse 1, my son, forget not my Torah instruction, but let thy mind keep my commandments. Verse 21, my son, let not them depart from thy eyes, keep thy wisdom in the street. So shall thou be life unto thy soul and grace covenant to thy name. 23. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. And yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. 25. But be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolations of the wicked, and it comes. For Yahweh, 26, for the Yahweh shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taker. Hallelujah.
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 Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D up Israel. We catch you all Wednesday night. Yahweh be with y'all. And remember one thing. The reason why we're in trouble today, we don't follow no Bible. We just follow what look good and sound good. We never make a move according to the Bible. We just do things because of the lust of the flesh and how they can help me financially and otherwise the Bible blasting on your mind. Get you all Wednesday night. Up to the brothers. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.